Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good whenever you happen to be listening. Welcome to Tea with Kehoe. I'm Kehoe. How you doing? I've got my tea with me. I've got my pipe with me. I've got you with me. Hello, how are you? I'm going to have a sip of tea real quick. Just a simple black tea today. Nothing special. But today is something special, I think at least. This is my last show. Last Tea with Kehoe. I'm not going to say I'm done with podcasts, but I think Tea with Kehoe has run its course. I always said if I'm not having fun, I'm not going to continue doing it. And as of late, I've not been having fun. I'm trying. I'm really trying. But here's the thing. I'm having a hard time finding joy. I really am. I feel like my creativeness is gone. I feel very empty inside when it comes to creativity. And things that always used to come easy to me or used to just happen aren't and don't now for some reason. And I just have lost inspiration. I've lost that desire. And I don't know how to get it back. I mean, I just did a play, which I am super proud of. And I've done a lot of, you know, good work in the past few years. But it's been tough as of late. And I just don't feel like I need to keep doing this right now. The past handful of them have been forced. And I just don't want to keep forcing it. I don't want to keep trying to do something I really don't feel into anymore. And, you know, I'm sitting here alone all the time, doing it alone. Maybe I need a co-host, maybe I need something else. I don't know, but as far as this type of show, I can't continue on. I always preach, you know, go be kind and be nice to each other. And it's just the world I'm witnessing right now is just the opposite. And it just feels like there's a lot of hate and a lot of anger. And I can't muster up anything to combat that right now. I'm done. I'm emotionally just done. I see such negativity and I see it gaining momentum. And I see goodness and I see kindness and I see things that are correct and right being destroyed and being crushed and nothing happening to stop it. And frankly, me trying to make some jokes and be silly accomplishes nothing for nobody and most of all me, because I just don't have anything anymore. So to my friend who just at the beginning of this month said they really enjoy listening to the show and that they really think I'm doing and, you know, good things, I'm thankful for you. Thank you for telling me and letting me know that. It was just timing, I guess, that this was coming. I don't like the way I feel right now. I mean, who would enjoy feeling a little bit like hopeless? That's the right term, I think. I'm feeling rather hopeless. And I feel like there's nothing I can do to help it. There's nothing I can do to stop it. Excuse me, sorry about that. I needed a sip. Yeah, I hear people talking, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this, you can do that. Those things, I said, nothing is happening. Sure, I will vote. I will do my vote. But when you have other parts of this country so screwed up that no matter how people vote, the evil and the bad are just going to keep rolling along. And I don't have any hope. I'm not going to start getting into all the political ramifications of all the anger I feel and all the negativity I feel. And that's sort of why I got to end the show. Because this is all it's going to be, me yelling and screaming into a pointless void. Because I know, more than anybody else, how little this affects anything. I mean, it's negative, in fact, I think. I know who listens, or I'll take that back. I know the numbers of the people who listen. I know how many. And believe me, there's not many of you. So, the few of you who will listen and the few of you who will hear this, I want to thank you all very much for listening throughout time, throughout the show, for the people that I've just told about. I've got a podcast. This is, yep, you've got me right at the very end. There's got 150 shows to listen to. They're all there on Spotify. Go find them, listen to them. If they make you laugh, great. I really don't know because throughout this whole time, I think I've received maybe 5 bits of feedback online from people who have listened and given me some feedback. So throughout 150 episodes, I think I've gotten 5 responses or 5 people reaching out. What are you would gonna call that? 5 thumbs ups from people. So I understand no one's fucking listening. And that's okay. I've just been talking to myself for this whole time anyway. It's like one of those like stupid little kids has a little tape recorder in their basement and they record a little show and they, mommy listens to it and, yay. You're just a stupid little kid thinking you're doing something important when you're just jacking off. So, yeah, I didn't think I'd use that term in my saying goodbye. I've thought about this for a few days, how I'm going to approach it. And this is nothing like I've thought about in the past few days, as I would approach it. Because when you do a show like this and you don't write anything fucking down and you don't do anything because you're a fucking lazy piece of shit, everything changes all the time. So one great idea yesterday turns into I just sit around here and jack off all day. That's what this show is. Just verbal masturbation, mental masturbation. So thanks for hanging out and listening to me jack it. Yeah. And, I, who the hell cares? No one's fucking listening. So, will I do something else this way? Maybe. But I feel like my creativity's gone and I need to do other things. I went to school for art, painting, and photography. I haven't done either really much at all. I mean, I took some pictures. I take some photos every now and then, but not like I had. not in the way I want to. And I haven't picked up a fucking paintbrush. And a friend of mine sent me canvases, and I bought paints and brushes and have not fucking touched one. He got me rolling. I thought, yeah, this is good. I'll buy some paints. I'll get the basics. I'll get some brushes again. I haven't had brushes in years. I got, and then I haven't fucking done a thing. So that's what I gotta do. Gotta start doing that. My creativity does not hang out online. My creativity is not in a podcast. I don't know where my creativity is. And I don't even know if I can find it. I'm looking forward to comedy sports starting back up again soon. And maybe being able there to rekindle that inspiration, that creativity. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. But that's where I'm at. So, I have really enjoyed this. I really have. One of the things I've enjoyed most is like those little cover, those little, tea with Kehoe. I don't know what you call them, posters, little whatever it is. I don't know. I've enjoyed making those. I've enjoyed being creative in that way, trying to at least. I don't know if it's worked. I don't really, I put them on the Instagram on my Tea with Kehoe Instagram page, and maybe two or three people will like it when I put it out. I don't. Never have gotten much response to anything that I've really done online, and that's fine. I never really expected much. I wasn't trying to become anything more than what it is. And what it is just this. No, I'm on a Anchor, just so if anyone didn't know by now, that's the company that I make, that's the app that I make the show through. And they have a support and questions and answer Facebook page. And everyone on there, like every couple of days, the question is, how do I get sponsors? How do I get sponsors? How do I get sponsors? Everyone wants to make money off of this. That was never an intent of mine, and I achieved it. I, in fact, have spent money to make this happen and wasted people's time to make this happen. So I thank them all. I thank you all. But I'm done. I got nothing else. I'm done. This is the last Tea with Kehoe. This is the final goodbye, so let's keep it simple. It's not about the tea, it's about the time spent. Thank you for spending your time with me throughout this whole thing. Whether it's your first time, whether it's your 150th time, thank you for hanging out, spending your time with me. And now more than ever, go out in the world and just be fucking kind to people. Be nice. Bend over backwards to be nice. And maybe you out there, maybe one of you has the energy and the desire and the know-how to make the world better. Do it.
do it.
This has been my try. Succeed or fail, that's not on my terms. That's up to you. So go out and be nice, be kind. Stop fucking killing each other. So, thank you all. I'm gonna get out of here and end it like I always do.